The sewer fund is at $16,762,742. And the LA or the ARPA funds are at $5,314,349. Total funds are going to be $68,645,904. And that will be moved to the start of December 1st.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? Thank you, sir. Next on our agenda, we have the University of Missouri Extension update. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you guys again.
Yes.
So Amy Jackson with the MU Extension as a part of the Small Business Development Center. A couple of updates from some other parts of the Extension. Ag specialist Jake, he attended the Southwest Missouri Ag Lenders Seminar on November 29th. He gave some updates on crop markets, livestock markets, farm inputs, and farmland values. And then upcoming, there will be the Livestock and Forage Conference for Taney County in February. VITA, they will begin taking applications and appointments on January 16th. They will be in Branson Monday and Tuesday from 9 to 2:30, and they will be here in Forsyth from 9 to 2, which is on Wednesdays.
Okay.
And then with the SBDC, we've got a couple of exciting things happening right now. We'll be starting our early stage business boot camp in January, which will be held at the Chamber Conference, Chamber of Commerce there in Branson. It's an 8-week course, so 2.5 hours once a week for 8 weeks. And that will run from January 18th through March 21st. And those applications are still open, so we do still have room, but it does look like that we're going to have enough participants to have a good session there. And then following that, those will be held on Thursdays. On Friday mornings, I will be holding one-on-one consulting sessions to follow up with those businesses on the Friday following. So I will be back in Taney County at the chamber where that's being held to meet with anyone that would like to meet with me for further follow-up.
Okay.
The other thing that's happening right now is the Elevate program. This is designed for businesses with 10 to 100 employees, and it's designed to help them overcome the hurdles of growth. And basically, whatever challenges they're facing, there's some mentoring that we have set up to help take the business from the phase that they're at to whatever that next phase might look like. And so applications for that program are also open right now.
Is there a particular fee set out for that, or?
No, both of those, the boot camp and the Elevate program, there is no fee involved.
Okay.
That's all I have for
that's
you.
All, any questions? Please? Thank you so much, ma'am.
You bet. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning. With us this morning, we have Taney County Assessor, Ms. Susan Chapman, and from our Taney County Clerk's Office, Ms. Jennifer Hutchinson.
Hutchinson.
First one, I guess that'd be considered occupancy, kind of.
I don't know. Which number are you on?
First one would be 213500.
The erroneous assessment.
Is that due to
That's a business, isn't it?
It is, and it didn't open until June.
Yeah, they don't do, obviously it doesn't cover businesses.
Well, their building wasn't ready. All the rest of it, they were remodeling on that same parcel, and this was a brand new building. The rest of the stuff stayed where it was. Only structure 6.
It's just where he says, and the owner agrees to the value. You don't usually do that this time of year. You usually do
no,
that.
But they were using their old building, and then they built a big brand new one behind. And so since that happened, they scraped off the old building off the premises. It was to the left of the parcel. And the new building, like I said, they didn't have it finished till June. So they were paying assessment for the full year on the building that they scraped off, even though they scraped it off in June.
And the State Tax Commission agrees that you do that on commercial property.
Pardon?
On your instructions, do you do that on commercial property?
We do in a case like this where they're already paying for a building for the entire year that disappeared halfway through the year. And so, like I said, he built a new building that wasn't finished, so they kind of combined to make one full year at this rate.
I just know when we had the tornadoes and all the businesses had to go ahead, they were assessed for the full year. I'm not sure exactly I'm understanding
what the variation is.
And the second one, is that the one that we asked to come back to this week?
The second one, you're talking about the one with the 132 units?
Yeah.
Now that's one where they divided it out into parcels because they're changing them into condo units. But when our mapper has to divide it into the parcels, she has to uncheck the BOE box. And when she did that, the value goes away.
So you're putting it back to the 2022 BOE design?
We're putting it back at what the BOE had it at because part of that place was not even viable.
That's when the Stephanie came to us on and asked us to do. Yeah.
Move to approve abatement numbers 213500 and 213501.
So in 213500, you agreed to just assess it for 6 months of the year?
Correct.
Well, the way I understood you say it was...
He was replacing a building.
I know the property. I'm just saying, what you said it was, it's still for the whole year. It's just half one building, half the other, so it went up to the higher amount.
Right.
Because if it wasn't finished, do you put it on? You don't put it on the books if it's not finished, correct?
Just this is what it is on January 1st of that year.
Yeah, which was nothing, right? Because it wasn't. They didn't move into. But they have their old building, so it should be just either. It should either be the old building value, mm-hmm. or it should be the old building's value until 2024. And then that's whenever it should swap.
Okay. Whatever you want to do.
Again, you said that last week. It's not whatever we want to do.
No.
It all starts with you, and it comes to us to make any changes past the time that you have your book closed. That's the function of this. It's not whatever we want to do. It's whatever.
On January 1st of this year, what was it? What would you say?
It was the old building. And then an empty space where the new building is. So.
So do we want to
because the way you've stated it, you've done 50%. I mean, it says on there 50% for the
just on structure 6, the new one.
Right, and then after the statements, it is the site. I think it's from what I've understood is it should be the whole year at the original building starting in January. Correct.
It would be last year's assessed valuation, unless there was an increase for whatever reason. I don't know what the last time, what the last assessment.
I'd have to look. So you can deny this and I'll put it back.
It wasn't, I guarantee it wasn't 185.70.
Which one be consistent? Which one be consistent?
Okay.
So. If it is,
so do we want to deny it, or do we want
deny it? I'll put it back at last year.
Okay.
Is that what you guys want to do?
I feel like that's probably the best.
Okay,
so
then my motion to deny 213500 and approve 213501.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next ones we have is 213502 and 503. Those are clerical error.
Guys, any questions on those? Move to approve abatement number 213502 and 213503.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And we approved it all, but 213500, the structures were demolished. Would that be under occupancy?
It may not have been. I don't know.
Anyway, we approved.
Next, we have abatements number 300881 and 300882.
Those are both clerical errors for
assessed twice.
You guys have any questions on those?
No.
Move to approve abatement number 300881 and 300882.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We had a court order from last week, I believe, or 2 weeks ago, that was the go back and catch all the years that was messed up on for the basement, the unfinished basement.
Mm-hmm. Would have been 22, 20. That was the one with
20, 21, 22.
Yep.
Or 21, 22, 23. Anyways, do you know where that's at in the process?
I'll have to ask Alicia when I get back.
Sounds good.
I have 9:45 a.m. We will be in recess at this time. We are scheduled for a roundtable upstairs at 9:30.